Let us pray. God, you are the fount of every blessing. Open our hearts and minds to appreciate the great joy that is ours because we are yours. Amen. In these weeks leading up to Christmas Eve, I've had us focusing on a particular verse from Luke's account of the birth of Jesus. That verse is Luke chapter 2, verse 10, in which God's angelic messenger says to those shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people." And that one verse contains four blessings for the shepherds and for us all. 2 weeks ago, we saw that the first blessing was no fear, the assurance that we can entrust our lives to God who provides for us, who protects us, and stays with us always. The second blessing was one of good news, that God's unconditional love for us is good news that never grows old. Today, let's consider the angel's promise of a blessing of great joy. Every single one of us has experienced great joy at some time or another. Perhaps it was when you got asked out by that certain special someone, or perhaps the day you became engaged or were married. Maybe it was that dream come true late on Father's Day 2016 when the Cavaliers won the NBA championship. Maybe it was when Santa brought you just what you wanted. Maybe you experienced great joy at the birth of children, or as I can now attest, the birth of grandchildren. So now for a moment, let your mind wander, if it hasn't already. I want you to let your mind wander to remember a moment of joy in your life. It does not have to be the most joyful time in your life. It doesn't have to be particularly significant. Just think for a moment of a moment of joy. Go ahead. Okay, now with that moment of joy in your mind, think how you would answer these questions. Were you with others at the time, or was it a solitary experience? What were your thoughts at the time? What did it feel like inside you, that moment of joy? How did you express your joy? How did you share your joy? Had you had similar experiences of joy before then? Since then? Could this Christmas season bring similar joy to your life, or does that sound totally unrealistic? Now ask that last question because the Christmas season supposedly abounds with tidings of comfort and joy, but for many of us, for much of the time, comfort is replaced by exhaustion and joy is replaced by anxiety. We can feel an awful lot of pressure to meet the expectations of others or our own expectations. Often, those expectations are unrealistic, unattainable expectations for what constitutes the perfect Christmas, like the Griswold family Christmas. I mean, things like assuring the appearance of certain foods and beverages and baked goods. Oh yeah, that's your responsibility. Meticulous placement of decorations throughout the abode. Quantities of personalized Christmas cards, the production and distribution of which would impress a direct market mailer guy. Or maybe the expectation is for locating and purchasing and wrapping the perfect presents, and then perhaps having to pack and ship them hither and yon too. And I don't have to remind you that all this effort is exerted along with your other normal daily activities. And if someone is somehow less than ecstatic with all that we've done to make the season bright for them, often we are the ones who feel frustrated and disappointed. Where's the comfort and joy in that? Well, the Bethlehem angel reminds us where. It's in the good news that the angel announced. Great joy comes from the good news that God is with us. God is with us. That's what the prophet Isaiah foresaw. The good news that at a point in time, a young woman would bear a son who would be called, in Hebrew, would be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us always. Whether we think of it or not, whether we feel it or not, whether we're feeling ashamed or proud, repentant or defiant, if we're crying out in pain or we're calling out in joy, if we're feeling left out or isolated from the people we need, or if we feel connected to others and supported by loved ones, if life is a bed of roses, or if life is filled with hard knocks, God is for us. God is with us. In the birth of Jesus, God demonstrated just how far God will go to show God's unearned, unconditional love. Coming to live among us, God assures us that God understands what it's like to live our lives. I mean, think of it. In Jesus, God was subjected not only to the joy of friendship and love, but also subjected to the sting of disappointment and betrayal. And even then, God stays with us to accept us, to encourage us, to guide us, to correct us, to love us, and to save us. The angel announces the good news of God's unshakable love for us, for always. And that unshakable love and unconditional acceptance is a blessing for us, a blessing of great joy. Amen.